Due to the graphic discussion of tonight's episode, a heavy explicit warning is being placed. Listener discretion is advised. Thank you for listening.
Continuing our Kaiju Monster Island Fight Night saga. Parentheses Fight Night. And people were like, what do you mean? Well, we watched King Kong. We started King Kong 1930s. Then we went to the first Godzilla movie. And now we're doing literally a rushed out sequel for King Kong. People were like, what do you mean rushed out? Yeah, it literally rushed. Like, literally, they made this, what, I think like...
1933, if you want to know.
What the fuck is this? Opal? Okay, that looks fucking disturbing. I'm not gonna watch that.
What?
Jack Stuber's Opal in like really gritty VHS like stick figure form. It looks like it's supposed to be. Apparently it's a special. I don't know. I ain't watching that. But I think the one documentary I'm watching so far on here is the QAnon one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm watching that one.
So what'd you think about it?
I like it so far. Especially...
Especially
how that whole shit goes down with HN. I'm like, what?
HN or 4chan?
Well, apparently Q started on 4chan, but then he moved to 8chan. Because apparently the admins, they wanted him to go to 8chan. Because apparently he was going to be more protective and he was going to pretty much do whatever he wanted with no censors. And literally people thought President Trump was Q. I'm being serious. Some of the QAnon
followers. I know, it's funny.
Yeah. Oh, I'm assuming you watch it too, right?
No, because I lived it. I was in 4chan. I lived in the poll boards.
Yeah.
You said they had the Q stuff. I was like, I don't read the threads of Q. I just read the memes. I just people just clowning on them. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I lived through it. There's no point in me watching the documentary.
Well, I'm watching the documentary because he said it crossed my mind. I was like, you know what? I don't know if this is any good. But then, finding out all this shit. And I'm like, and then apparently the last one I stopped out watching was apparently it was when the shooting started happening with the El Paso Walmart.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the most recent one I stopped watching. I gotta watch the next one that they added on there. I was like, damn. Yeah, I'm being serious, like, some of the people at the Trump rally, they're like, he's Q, he's gonna announce that he's Q, and he's like, no, I'm just, like, he didn't say all that, and people were like, oh, I'm disappointed, because I thought he was gonna say it. I was like, no, he ain't gonna reveal himself like that.
Well, it's like, I'm Iron Man.
Imagine he would've done that. Dude, I bet you anything, if he would've said, oh, I'm Q, just to, like, play along with it.
Yeah.
I have a feeling he would've won the election again. Because after watching this documentary, I was like, you know what? If he probably would have won the re-election instead of Biden.
Wait. Holy shit, this is a post-war, this is pre-war America, right? World War II never happened, but Andrew, guess what was the NRA, baby?
What do you mean the NRA?
The National Rifle Association.
Okay.
Has sponsored this movie.
Son of Kong?
Yes.
Why, you're already playing it?
Yes.
Oh shit, I didn't notice that. I was in the bathroom for the credits.
Do your part. Radio Pictures presents Son of Kong.
I forgot how loud this movie is.
Of course.
Radio Pictures presents Son of Kong. Marion C. Cooper, executive producer. People are like, why are you watching Son of Kong? Because it's pretty much a sequel to King Kong.
But not the same guy.
The only person who comes back is literally the producer guy.
So right? A whole different cast and crew?
Yeah, and then also the captain of the first boat, he comes back too. They're the only two recurring cast members.
Robert Armstrong as Zerna. Caleb Manning as Kate Ekholm. Victor Wong as Chinese Cook.
Oh yeah, he comes back too, the cook.
Chinese Cook.
Yeah, Hellstrom and the other old captain. And then Victor Wong, those are the only ones who came back to this movie. Everybody else is new.
Hey, so the director kept his own poster. I thought that poster would be taboo because, you know, a giant gorilla just massacred everybody in New York.
Well, he has in the most awkward spot, the closet. And you know that shit, once that shit rips. And they're probably thinking, why is Carl Denham sneaking out of the house?
I imagine why. He's getting fucking lawsuits after the Wang move. Because it was a bright idea to bring some creature but I imagine his whole career is ruined, right?
And apparently everybody in New York is trying to hound
him. Of course, dude. He brought a fucking giant gorilla. And no, this gorilla was not doing the tweet chuck or the banana.
Who can even afford a banana?
Well, at least it's not a Frankenstein's monster, Andrew. But she's a reporter? Ooh. A woman reporter? Outrageous! New York in the basement.
I got everything.
So pretty much this guy's getting handled by everybody and everything.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, he's getting sued by everybody for any little thing. So he literally puts him in a pair of overalls.
And now he's asking why he's wearing a bucket?
They don't even know it's Carl under there.
Oh, that police officer's right there. Trash!
Are you saying rags and red feathers?
Indicted. That means they're gonna drag his ass to the New York Supreme Court. He's gonna get grand jured. So he cannot even step in the streets of New York while getting a fucking big old summons.
So what would happen in the Supreme Court?
What Supreme Court?
The New York Supreme.
Well, because he brought a giant ass gorilla that fought, killed, and maimed people. And caused amounts of damage to the point that everyone's suing his ass. So they decided the grand jury, the state of New York decided to sue his ass and take him to federal court for his involvement of bringing a dangerous creature. So he decided, you know what? I'm going to do this again. Colombo, Singapore, Saigon, Miskar, Lombok. I didn't think they're just made up words. Drake or Durag.
Hold on, let me look up your info.
So right now, the crew, pretty much are trying to find crew members.
Yeah.
On the cheap.
Son of Kong is a 1933 American pre-code adventure monster film. Produced by RKO Pictures. Directed by Ernest Schoedsack. Featuring special effects by Willis O'Brien and Buzz Gibson. The film stars Robert Armstrong, Helen Mack, and Frank Riker. The film is a sequel to King Kong. It was literally released 9 months after King Kong. So literally almost a year.
Oof.
Look at the monkeys. Go ahead, Eric. Say the line. Remember from King Kong, look at the monkey. Okay, he's beating on the drum. He's playing his cymbals. One of them playing the cello very badly.
Yes. He wants the dancer.
And the drummer boy is confused. Okay, now the cello's man's confused. There you go. Oh, back on track. Then the dancer, who's literally just pogoing around.
Well,
what the fuck is this scene?
Well, that's how entertainment was back in the day. Yes,
they're all smiling now.
Well, that's how, what's it called? A lot of shysters got their money. A lot of carnies. They dress themselves as world travel, showmen. And put out, bullshit about, this monkey was performing with the Queen of England.
That's what he said. Apparently he's performed for the crowns of Europe.
Country music.
You know, her voice sounds familiar.
Look it up!
She sounds like the voice of Betty Boop. You know that song that they were singing in House of a Thousand Corpses?
Yeah.
I Want to Be Loved by You? Doesn't that sound like the girl singing that?
Maybe.
Oh, the crew does not look impressed.
Oh, they're foreigners. Since when did tropical music is regular country music? Okay. The Chinese guy. Yokozuna number one.
The budget was $269,000. And you want to know how much they made back? Don't get sleepy on me now.
No, I just wonder, what's up?
$616,000. Oh, literally, let's do that. So literally, they made back $347,000.
Ooh.
Wait, hold on.
That's Great Depression money.
Yeah, $347,000. Well, think about it. They put Son of Kong, and they actually made the poster with Carl Denham protecting Son of Kong. And they actually put, you know, Son of Kong in big bull.
They could have just called it the Return of Skull Island. And our dude was drunk with some other sailor.
Okay, the storyline for this movie is literally a month after King Kong. Carl Denham has been implicated by numerous lawsuits that he's literally to the point of bankruptcy. Denham leaves the city aboard the Venture with Captain Englehorn, who knows that he too well be similarly prosecuted. Well, him and the captain know they're going to be prosecuted together. Because you know what they're going to ask Carl Denham? Oh yeah, whose boat did you take? Who drove the boat? Who was the captain? Who was the crew?
Who financed the ship?
Yep.
Uh-oh, the old man's dead. He's on fire. He's on fire.
The old man's not dead. He's just knocked out, isn't he?
Well, he got hit in the head on the bottle.
And now his circus is on fire.
We gotta save the monkeys and the seals.
Oh, fuck that. He's letting the ship burn. But the efforts to make money shipping cargo around Asia is not very successful. After arriving in the Dutch port of Dankan, Denham and Englehorn attend a show of performing monkeys, which ends with the song Runaway Blues, sung by a young woman, Hilda Peterson, who Denham is remarkably attracted to. At night, Mr. Pilsen, Hilda's father, runs the monkey show. Sten stays up drinking with a Norwegian skipper, Nils Hellstrom, who had lost his ship due to questionable circumstances. And you want to know what it is?
What?
I think it's a feeling of he lost it in a card game.
Yeah, he's dead.
Oh yeah, I think he is. Now she's gonna go save the monkeys. Oh, never mind. She let them burn.
No, they bash that scapa. It all burns down. It was tumbling down.
I think he's dead now.
You just saw the fucking house fire?
Following the success of King Kong in 1933, the most modest success script writer Ruth Rose intentionally made no attempt to make a serious film on the logic and that it could not surpass the first King Kong. She stated, if you make it bigger, make it funnier. For his part, Denham's actor Robert Armstrong preferred the second film, saying that the sequel offered more character development for Carl Denham. You way to give a shit of stroking your ego there, huh, pal? So you like this movie because you do more hot-dogging and grandstanding. Script / screenplay features scenes of tribal warfare and climactic dinosaur stampede during the massive cyclone / earthquake that sinks Skull. Cyclone / earthquake in the film's end. The stampede was going to utilize the models that had been built for creation, most being used in the earlier King Kong movie, whereas the signatures were never filmed due to the film's tight budget and shooting schedule. The New York The film received mixed reviews in the New York Times review of the film. It described it as a low melodrama with a number of laughs. They were deemed to be satisfying through the added division of comedy. Producers would it be open to discussion. Variety described it as a fair entertainment among modern critics. Review mentioned site Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 42, and given the film a positive review based on 12 reviews, an average rating of 4.9 out of 10 on Metacritic. The film was weighed average score of 50 out of 100 based on 6 reviews, indicating mixed or average reviews. He made a profit of $133,000. I think she knows that he has something to do with the fire.
Yeah. You'll pay me now!
Pretty much. Well, then he just demanded a drink and he's like,
you pay me now!
Hurry up and bite!
You drink, you bite! All this melodrama and no monkey.
Well, you got a show full of monkeys playing instruments.
But I want to see the big monkey.
Well, they're not even halfway there yet.
I want to see him do the tweaker shuffle.
And the privilege indicted by the grand jury of New York. Oh, you're broke.
What's a Dutch? There's always something wrong with the Dutch. They're suspicious as shit.
So I'm assuming he must have lost it to the Dutch.
I have a feeling that he's going to try to steal the money. Oh, Andrew, I forgot to tell you. You know, so he's going to have his own road to a reality TV show. Yes, Cody Rhodes and his wife are going to have a Ms. and Mrs. Reality show. Yes.
Wow, way to copy and paste WWE.
Yeah, and I just copy the Miz. Have all everybody. But right now, this is WWE's a big plan. Ooh, I don't know. Well, this is 4 days ago, but Road Dogg was hospitalized after suffering a heart attack.
Oh, yeah, that happened a few days ago.
Did he got better?
I don't know. Everybody was just like, oh yeah, I think he's still in the hospital right now. That's what his wife said. Apparently his wife was like, oh yeah, he's still hospitalized and this and that.
Ouch.
Damn, you know what? That's what I was thinking. Maybe NXT is really that stressful. Think about it. Triple H got COVID and then Road Dogg gets a heart attack. It must be really stressful down there.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I don't know if the rumor's true or not, but apparently WrestleMania got moved again.
To the Thunderdome?
Yes.
Nah, did you forget what day it is?
Oh, yeah.
April 1st?
Yeah. I thought, that's why I said the rumor's true.
No, I know. I know a lot of people were saying that earlier on Instagram too. Oh yeah, it's getting moved to Thunderdome. No, I was like, that's why people were like, really? You're gonna start April Fool's jokes right now? And everybody was saying, oh yeah, what happened to the CM Punk returning at WrestleMania joke? I guess those got stale.
Cause, come on, everyone knows CM Punk's gonna happen and nobody cares about him. That baby. It looks like they're actually literally filming this whole, the boat thing live. They're like literally on the actual boat, sailing, I don't know where, like California?
But yet you did take your crew in danger, you dumbass.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and also the crew all died. Wait, are we gonna see a mutiny? A mutiny! A stowaway. Oh, she's dressing herself as a man! Why, cause it's dangerous. You see? Oh, he can't stop the villainous music. There we go, at the end of the years. Oh, Andrew. Yeah. Have you heard that Warner Bros. Despise the fans?
How so?
Oh, they hate the Snyder Cut fan base.
Oh, yeah.
Call it a toxic.
You wanna know the funny part? You know how they're making the Justice Society or the Justice Defenders of America or some shit like that? With Black Adam and Dr. Fate and all them?
Justice Society.
Yeah, the Justice Society. You know actually the crew, the cast actually are trying to, the Rock and the dude who's playing Dr. Fate are actually fighting for the Snyderverse to come back. So I was like, oh great, now you have the Rock and the other dude freaking politicking. I was like, oh shit, now you're gonna have like you just said, there's gonna be a mutiny at Warner Brothers now, watch. And then too, yeah, they knew the fan base was toxic, but now, like I said, now they barely saying something. Just like AEW with Cody Rhodes. Oh, I knew her fan base was toxic. Really? It took you fucking 3 years to figure that out? Right or wrong?
Yeah.
It took Cody 3 years to figure that out.
What the devils? Well, they hear they're going to Sky. They're like, wait, we're not going back to Sky.
Fucking Hellstrom. Here's your mutiny.
Just like here for the rest of the rest more people because the Great Depression was so big. Oh, Black Adam ads are appearing everywhere. It's going to come out at July 29th. Answer your question.
Oh, shit. She knows. She knows everything.
Yeah, because the movie teller, she knows everything. And you think RVD is going to bring his her bizarre girlfriend into the Hall of Fame?
But you already know everybody. You know all the boys are gonna be staring at her like, "Dude."
No, I have a bitch.
Knowing her and him, they're gonna be so fucking faded. They're gonna be like chills. But if you see him wearing sunglasses, you know they're faded. All right, paying my eye insurance.
They don't respect them. So double mutiny.
What? They're not gonna listen to you too, Hellstrom. They're gonna fuck off.
Off to the break. Dummy.
Wee.
He's slowly swimming. He landed back at Skull Island. The ratio of the scene looks way off.
What do you mean?
Uh-oh. Spears. I gotta say it.
You're like, really? Y'all are back here again?
Yes. Then off they go. To parts of unknown. To a different island. There we go. Now they're back at dry land where rocks are at. Also shit on the carpets.
Oh, here we go. Here's Baby Kong.
So, right now his dogs again bit someone else in the White House and shit at the carpets. That's Baby Godzilla.
Baby Kong.
Oh, ain't he a dopey? Wait, he's stuck in the mud.
He's stuck in quicksand.
Quicksand. No stop motion. Is that really that tall?
Well, like I said, he's, you know, think about it, he's what? Maybe in his preteens?
A little cog, 12v5. Then how are you guys gonna capture it? You don't have those gas bombs or expendable crew.
You know what I noticed? I did watch the new King Kong vs. Godzilla.
Oof.
Oof.
I thought we were going to watch it Raw.
Wait, which one did we say we were watching? The new one or were we watching the old school one?
I thought we were going to do both.
We are? I thought we were doing just the old school one. Because remember, you didn't want to watch CGI.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I thought it was going to be a dealer's choice, but...
Well, okay.
So we're pretty much doing the tail of the tape. Why not finish it to the latest film?
Well, you know we still have, you know we would still have to watch the original one either way.
Exactly. That's the point. That's why I call it a once in a lifetime.
And this is now twice in a lifetime. And people were like, okay, so what are you guys doing? I posted this on Instagram. After this, Son of Kong, we're going to watch Godzilla Raids Again. So that's the Godzilla sequel. That's Godzilla 2.
A franchise?
Huh?
Godzilla Raids Again?
Yeah, that's Godzilla Part 2.
Yeah, the one almost to the franchise altogether?
I think so, yes. And then it goes Kong versus Godzilla, the 60s version, the original version. And then, as a comparison, we're going to do King Kong versus Godzilla, the new one. As a comparison, let's see, okay, you know, who did it better. Does that make you feel better?
Yeah.
And the reason why Eric's saying once in a lifetime, because it was supposed to be that, but then they did it this movie, so it's like The Rock versus Cena, like, literally, two, you know. Oh, look, yeah. A giant grizzly bear.
That's the biggest bear I ever seen.
Yeah, it's a giant grizzly bear.
Oh, the fucking King Kong is doing the Devil's Triangle Hold.
I noticed that Kong Jr. is literally doing a lot of MMA moves here. You know what Son of Kong reminds me of? His headlocks? Randy Orton headlocks.
Rest, right?
Rest hold. Oh, another rest hold. Takedown. Armbar takedown. We need Joe Rogan commentary. Him and CM Punk. Trying to throw the punch, he's trying to claw him. Nope, you flip over on the other side. Nope, take down the leg. Oh, trying to take down the leg. Oh no, the bear got on top.
Thunder punches.
He's doing a ground and pound. Doing the Fujiwara armbar, but it's no avail.
Superman punch!
Kong Jr. is now doing the Hulk Hogan headlock and punch combo.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go, Superman punch. Sitting to sleep.
He got it from the 10 count!
Oh, never mind. Nope, he gets up. Play possum. Oh, never mind. Arm long takedown. Nope, he avails. He has a foreign object. Ooh.
Kong got a boo-boo. Oh, that's like the original King Kong vs. Godzilla. Oh, it's a thinking monster. Is the movie going to be dubbed in English or Japanese?
The only one I can find is the English dub.
Oh.
Yeah, because remember, to Godzilla Raise Again, then remember they started doing the English dubbing, which is weird because they don't have this movie on here. And I tried looking for Kong vs. Godzilla, they don't have it on here.
Well, Japanese or English?
Either or. So I don't know, Warner Brothers doesn't have the rights to it, or they want the rights to it, I don't know.
Hey, good question.
Huh?
During your mixtape that you gave me, why did you put the taco buck of Jingo?
What?
You know that CD mixtape you gave me a while ago? That CD tape.
A cassette?
Yeah.
I thought you said you broke that one.
No, I never played yet. The question is why you put the chicken bell of Jingo from San Andreas?
Oh, to make it seem like it was a radio station.
It wouldn't work if you continued the gimmick. Not just one thing like, what?
I've improved over the years. No, the reason why I did the clucking bell, because I was going to put the other one. Okay, because my dad bought the box set of Grand Theft Auto soundtrack, so it had all the radio stations with majority of the music on there. So the reason why I picked clucking bell, because originally I was going to put My Five Dads. You know, the sitcom where it showed, like, you know, like, how all, like, it showed, like, five gay dads, you know, like a sitcom. Yeah. I was originally going to put that, just the fuck, but it didn't have it on my CD, and it, or also, it didn't have Glory Hole Theme Park. That was my second choice. So, with a clucking bell, I was like, okay, I have clucking bell, fuck it, I'll put, did you barely just listen to that tape?
I just remember it.
Yeah, originally I was going to put Glory Hole Theme Park and My Five Dads. I think that one was on Radio X.
No, I was like, why did you put me that fucking, the clucking bell of fucking Django? Jingle, yeah, Jingle.
Because fuck it, why not?
I was like,
dude, for the
lore about it, you should continue the gimmick.
What do you mean?
You know, adding, you know, other, try to make it like it was a radio station, having other, other radio stations, like, not real ones, that'd be too.
No, but, like I said, over the years I've improved.
Ah, really?
Yeah, like, the last one I did, I put Radio X, and, like, I actually, like, what, my old stereo?
Yeah.
I actually went on the AM stations and recorded static from each to fill in the gaps for the next song. So when you listen to it, it's like, oh, why am I getting static? And all of a sudden, you, like, pretended to, like, change the station.
Yeah.
Right away after the song, because I was like, oh, what's the next song? Oh, you know, this song. That's what it, that's those editing techniques, that's what I use for this podcast. When you tell me, oh yeah, put a song here, okay. And like now I'm starting to learn mixing, how to mix shit together. Like for the parental advisory, I put like static effects, and then I mixed it in with the advisory, so I actually seeing the go warning, beep, boop, beep, boop.
Sponsored by the New World Order. Wow, wow, wow.
No, but like I said, if I had the ability, if I would have bought a CD burner from my laptop that I have right now, I could probably burn CDs again. And then with the vast knowledge that I know right now about mixing and sound effects and all that, with the soundboard, trust me, I could probably mix them.
Nice.
And Kong's like, what the fuck are you
talking? He's talking. Is he trying to look for treasure?
Yeah, because Hellstrom told him that there's treasure behind Kong's temple. Especially with a lot of music I discovered, you know, since I made you that tape. Death Grips and Guns N' Roses and Metallica and Sepultura. Okay, I bet you a lot of meme music.
Well,
you get me down by low and then me down and low.
Wait, how big is the cave that King Kong can fit in? I know he's small.
Well, apparently he can crawl right in there.
If I'm gold, this is no longer King Kong. This is Mighty Joe Young, Andrew.
But it's Son of Kong.
No, it's Mighty Joe Young.
Yeah, but Mighty Joe Young is not albino.
I'm gonna sell it. Wait, he's gonna keep the gun?
Uh-oh.
He shot his fingers again. Like I said, King Kong's a thinking man.
Kong is a...
He's learning. He just broke the gun in half. There you go. Uh-oh. It's the same monster from the last movie.
Now there's no more shotguns.
Ooh, we're with a straight up hammer fist. Now King Kong is fighting for his life. Hammer fist, hammer fist, hammer fist. It's over! It's over!
No, Kong's already going for the signature move, which is the jawbreaker. Oh, tombstone. Nope.
Oh, you didn't broke the jaw. Hammer fist again.
Ground and pound. Nope, still alive.
Where did he go? Where did he go? Hey, there he is.
Look at Hellstrom fucking ran.
Of course, he had a PTSD attack. Uh-oh, the swamp monster. And Norson is gone. Our first casualty.
Hey, you want to know what's funny, too? Since I don't have my stereo anymore or cassettes, so I literally have to buy a giant stack and a CD burner for the laptop. Which is weird, because you know they actually sell that as a separate accessory?
Really?
Yeah, apparently you plug it into your laptop. Yeah, it's like a USB cord. Yeah, you plug it in, and then it acts like a flash drive. Then you would have to put the CD in there, and then you have to pick what songs you have to... But it's a lot easier now, since, you know, I could just add the songs from my phone. I could plug in my phone, drag the songs onto a separate file, and then literally, you know, copy and paste them. And then copy and paste into the CD, and then play the CD back to make sure it plays everything.
Holy shit, that island is sinking.
Oh, yeah. This is literally the giant earthquake that happened.
All the dinosaurs are dying.
Literally, everything's gone, even the village people. But
Car is too heavy. He can't escape. Wait, he escape.
Whew, this is Bert McG-
Whole island sinking. Khan is stuck. And Khan's last action. He's holding this guy up. And Khan is out. And so the music from Terminator, Judgment Day. When I think Arnold Schwarzenegger's character goes into the to the to to the molten molten steel. For this matter, they found a ship, a cruise liner. Sky Island's gone forever. Did not return again.
Pretty much, Son of Kong died.
Well, he dropped. With all this melodrama, we didn't meet the main man until almost half the end of the movie.
Like I said, they rushed it out with a shoestring budget.
Four ways, Mr. Chang, the captain, me, Aggie, all fours. Oh, he wants. Oh, she wants to share the pot. The end. Oh, Jesus Christ!
What?
This is probably the worst film I ever saw.
Really? How so?
No monster. We literally, it was pretty much melodrama for the half portion of the movie. All was just melodrama. Nothing good. The only action scene was literally just the fucking mutiny, and that's it.
Well, yeah, the movie's only 1 hour and 10 minutes.
There was more. There were other movies that were just 1 hour and 15 minutes, and they did a far better storytelling than this. But not a good movie, and probably this is a good reason why the King Kong franchise was frozen for a good time. And people who want to watch it as a meme don't.
That's why we watch these movies, so you don't have to. And literally, I'm not quoting nostalgia here. I'm being serious. Rewatch these movies because y'all don't have to suffer.
What? Why are they doing the same thing for the black movie?
What?
I'm doing a nostalgia thing. Why is it not even there for the movie? So what's your take on the film?
I literally seen this movie the other day just to watch it, and good God. I was like, wow, you can totally tell this was rushed. You can tell they were, literally, they waited not even a whole year. You're like, okay, y'all gonna do this in 9 months. Wait, what?
Yep.
Yeah, and the only reason why the actors that came back life were, oh yeah, it has more attention to us than King Kong. Oh yeah, if you take out King Kong, this would literally be a different whole movie. I was going to watch this the other day.
Action adventure movie. Or adventure.
Yeah, it didn't feel like an action adventure. Yeah, it was an adventure, but that was it. There was no action in it.
Or romance, or.
Well, I had a little bit of romance, but it was sprinkled in there.
Most of it was a force in it. We saw two bangers and one fucking...
Well, we're about... Well, think about it. We're not done yet. We still have Godzilla Raids Again. Then Kong vs. Godzilla, 96.
Yeah.
And then Godzilla vs. Kong, 2020. And then Kaiju. And then the Kaiju Fight Night Monster Island will pretty much be completed. Then we gotta figure out our next... You know what? I was gonna say, you know what our next arc could be?
What?
I don't know. Apparently on apparently on HBO Max, they added one of your favorite movies, and then on Hulu, they still have two of your favorite movies there.
The Mummies?
No, HBO Max has The Mummies.
But not the mummy, the Tom Cruise mummy. God damn it.
What Tom Cruise?
I want to see it.
I don't want to watch that shit.
I need it.
No, you know, you know what else they have, Hulu has?
Who doesn't want a semi-attractive Egyptian trying to harass you and stalk you?
Or how about
particular reason?
Or how about if you have a cop in the future who literally says, "I am the law"?
Yes, which who? One? Sylvester Stallone I think the Punisher from Warzone, right?
Hulu has Demolition Man and Judge Dredd in 1995. And then HBO Max has Independence.
Nice. It all comes together. It all comes together. The universe, Andrew.
I guess the universe is in your favor this time.
Oh, yeah. With bananas and shitty booking, it's going to be great, Andrew.
Well, think about it. We're going to be...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
People are like, what do you mean shitty booking? Yeah, shitty booking from WWE, AEW.
Movies, life.
Yeah, life and work life. You probably think, how come Eric, not his work life? Well, you know, you're...
Because I hang out with a bunch of old timers.
Really don't give a shit anymore. Well, here we go. I'm on episode 4 of Q in the...
Wait, are you talking about the 6?
Yeah, I already did Calm Before the Storm. It is real.
This for, the thing you said, this information is real?
Yeah, that's literally the title of the episode.
That stuff is kind of real. I'm not going to lie.
No, it is. I think that's why they put it on there. It's ironic. Now I'm on Panic in D.C.
Did they actually interview Alex Jones? Ah, missed opportunity, you know, missed opportunity. What?
These people aren't the real people that they're actors playing as the real people.
Let me see. I'll probably see their faces. Cause I,
No, that's the thing. They actually show their faces, like the people who run HN. I was like, you know, that's when I was like, why do I feel like these people, it doesn't feel like they're the real people to me. And I was like, about the El Paso Walmart shooting. You know, I actually had a, you know what, my job, when that happened, I actually had to take a fucking safety course about an active shooter. Yeah, all it said was, oh yeah, if there's an active shooter, run and hide. If shooter tries to close near you to your hiding spot, you beat the piss out of him. Like, shit, I'll do that on a fucking daily basis. You don't have to tell me about a shooter.
The thing about an anonymous board is being, what's the first word? Anonymous. You don't fucking invite people that are gonna change the narrative for, then they talk about federal agents inside both 4chan and HN.
No, I don't even talk about that yet.
They don't talk about glowies? Glowies. Glow in the dark.
No, but they did talk about fucking going to Japan and going to a fucking a whorehouse.
Oh, I mean, Hot Wheels? The guy who pretty much built up HN. It's a guy who's on a wheelchair.
Kind of crippled. Yeah.
Hot Wheels.
You call him Hot Wheels?
That he called himself Hot Wheels.
Eric, they're talking about your favorite thing.
What?
Gamergate.
Empty's fucking Gamergate.
Well, they're talking about it now.
Everything leads up to Gamergate.
I was like, you know what they talked about in the first two episodes?
What?
It's a gate, and then they dropped it by the third episode. And they actually showed the video where the dude actually went there, pizza place, and he was videotaping himself to the point where the owner was getting pissed because he was live streaming on Instagram, and the fool actually put his location where he's at.
Yeah.
To the point where the owner fucking kicked him out and he banned him. Like, well, I got banned from this. And literally, I would have been in the comments like, you dumbass, you fucking put that location in there.
Okay, cameraman, why are you filming the floor?
And apparently he, that's why he doesn't want to film him talking about, like, Steve Bannon. He thinks Steve Bannon is...
That's what you literally tell the camera to just drop it?
Yeah, because he didn't want him to, like, actually say it on camera, you know, being held liable. Are you watching it too?
Yes. Because I lived in the stuff.
Well, like I said, once I did 4chan, I was cool with the porno.
8chan is pretty much a 4chan, but more out there.
No, once I found the video of girls, you wanna know why I stopped doing 4chan? Cause I started doing more of the armpits and...
Oh, which board you went?
No, I just looked under, like, oh yeah, like, you know, I just put under random porn, like, one of those ones where I, you know, it's like, oh,
B?
Random.
You went to B?
I think I went to B or A, one of those.
B? Oh, fuck it, dude.
You're laughing, so you know something.
B, that's where all the fucking rejects go. That's where they post random things like, hey, you wanna see gore? Wreck videos?
No, that's when I went to, I picked B cause I was like, alright, cool, like, you know. And that's when they showed me girls with hairy armpits and I was like, what the fuck? Is
that regretted it?
And that's when I gave up, I was like, nah, fuck.
And you regret it ever since you go to B?
I don't know how that shit works anymore, so you and Marcus would have to sit down and literally tell me all this.
4chan has multiple boards, ranging from anime, toys, politics, that's what it's called, politics, history, world history, literature,
okay.
To professional wrestling.
Cole Monkey literally said, like, oh yeah, I believe now that Q is banned. That's what they showed it, then on camera. They showed him laughing, he's like, you know, I'm starting to believe it now.
Why, he connected to his fucking, his internet, so the documentary is like, holy shit, this shit is real. This is not bullshit. I wonder what happened to the documentary guy. He just went off the grid.
This is brand new, so I don't know where he's at. Oh shit, they're talking about Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, baby.
They're not killing still. He quote unquote hung in there.
He did a triple somersault.
Remember, I even talked about this on their show that it was a hitman, it was somebody from the inside.
Yep.
Anyway, it was all set up. The reason why I'm saying this, and everybody's like, oh, you're going to the conspiracy theory. No, I'm not conspiracy theory, because if you think about it, why would some dude hang himself and it wouldn't be on the camera footage? It was a setup, because Jeffrey Epstein and the girl and his girlfriend were literally going to expose everybody who was on the island. Everybody who visited, everybody who paid, all the receipts and all that were literally going to come back and haunt him. And that fool was going to rat to get a lighter sentence.
Exactly.
So that's why they said, oh, security guards, oh, yeah, they're the only two there. Well, yeah, think about it. You probably hired some random dude, put him in a security guard outfit, like, you know, Five Nights at Freddy's, and then you send him in there, like, hey, this dude needs to, you know, green light his ass. Okay, you kill him.
The camera guys, the camera does not work.
Exactly, then all of a sudden, the cameras get shut down for what?
10 minutes.
Yeah, the camera gets shut down for 10 minutes. That's enough time to choke a person and hang it up.
And this is the one conspiracy that everyone in the country believes that no matter who's on what political alignment there are, right, left, or anywhere, but if you tell them about Jeffrey Epstein, they'll tell you, like, oh, this fucking, or he's dead, that someone fucking whacked him.
Yeah, because, even when I was talking to my dad about this, like, my grandfather was like, oh, no, he hung himself, this and that, you know, and then, you know, my dad was like, oh, yeah, how come they don't show the, so how could he hang himself? That's what I told my grandfather too. I was like, exactly. Somebody went in there, erased the footage, and then made it, you know, synced it up together. You know, just like editing a movie, you know, you can cut parts out.
Yeah.
Yeah, cut the parts out, saved it on the flash drive, and then deleted, and then got rid of it. Oh, and then too, my dad believes that. He believes that Courtney Love shot Kurt Cobain. And you probably think, ooh, a lot of people saying, oh yeah, that's fake. How could a dude loaded up on fucking heroin able to point a gun at himself and shoot it? Literally loaded up on all kinds of heroin, literally cakes and all. And then all of a sudden, Courtney Love feels guilty, literally after 30 years later? Exactly, that's guilt. And people were like, oh, Drew, you're going up the end now. No, I'm not.
There's some conspiracy theory that's, it's literally black and white. And Kurt Cobain's very, like, you know, it's obvious someone got their hands on that pipe.
No, but but that's the thing too about Kurt Cobain. That's why I was like, you know, that's why I was like, okay, if he was all loaded up on heroin, he wouldn't be able to point a gun at himself.
And also eating a bunch of Häagen-Dazs ice cream.
Eating Häagen-Dazs to keep himself awake, he wouldn't be able to do that. Think about it, the only person that was there in the room with him was, he wasn't so, and she wasn't as high as him. But think about it, he probably said, you know what, end my life, fuck it. And you know what happened? I believe, like, she got the gun, she shot it directly at his head to make it seem like he actually pointed it at his head, and then she wiped out the finger. Or two, maybe she was already wearing gloves already. Anyway, she got the gloves, she cleaned it, and then she's like, you know what, okay, I'll fingerprints on it, there you go. Set up. And you know, people were like, oh, Drew, how can you believe all that? I was like, well, think about it, if a dude's loaded up on heroin, you know, literally loaded up to the point where, like, you know, he could die any minute anyways. How the fuck would he be able to point a shotgun? 1488?
They're talking about 1488? It's secure a future for white children and secure a future for white women and white children. Yeah. It's a speech from Adolf Hitler doing, and they broke it down with 14 words.
Oh, yeah, now they're showing the pen that apparently Donald Trump stole from Donald Trump, $1,000 on eBay.
Thousand pens?
Yeah. But that's the one the president used all the time.
The cheap pen?
Apparently, you prophesied 10 days of darkness, which is now currently happening because the Walmart of Passover. Did that happen to you too?
What?
10 days of darkness?
Oh no, I was still busy laughing. Going back to the way you were playing video games. Meanwhile, QTuber and former gospel columnist.
Yes, Eric, those exist.
QTubers? These are boomers that took the psyop way too. It's like professional wrestling. It's like fans of professional wrestling that take the gimmick, the love sport, way too seriously.
No, but that's the thing. The QTubers, they actually believe, like, whatever QAnon says, YouTube and talk about it.
And that's the funny part.
But YouTube is actually starting to censor people like that now.
Exactly. And it doesn't help when you have people that believe that stuff, seeing that stuff. Now it just amplifies their belief. And that's bad.
Yeah, pretty much. Alright, brother, you ready to call this a night?
Oh, yeah. This is just a walk in the memory lane, that's all.
Well, I don't know if there's going to be more episodes, though. I don't know for sure. Because I think they just uploaded this one.
For me, I believe they're going to probably stop when it reaches the...
Well, then too, you know, a few YouTubers are actually getting fucking deleted off YouTube right away.
Oh, yeah.
No, you want to know why they're getting deleted right away?
Why?
Anything bringing up the 2016 election. You know, the Hodge twins? They actually posted a video and they're like, oh, this dude got deleted. You know, and they're like, oh, watch that video. Why? And they watched it and he's like, well, I was talking about the 2016 election. And he actually said, instead of sending me, YouTube sending me a copyright strike, they actually sent a full blown, you know, oh, you're suspended for him. And the dude was like, it's weird that I did one video about 2016 election, all of a sudden I get banned for a month when I'm only supposed to be gone for a week. So I was like, yeah, think about it. You're talking about 2016, you know, remember that's the thing that Biden's trying to fight about. He considers that conspiracy. Anything from 2016 till now is considered a conspiracy theory. That's why they're trying to censor people.
It doesn't help when you literally got people that believe the stuff, the QAs, whatever they call themselves. It doesn't help them when it furthers the delusion to the point that people are going to do something. This is furthering and cementing their beliefs as fact. And literally, you're radicalizing boomers to the point that, this is real. This is the thing, Andrew. Fucking the internet was a mistake.
Q rally in Washington, D.C.
Are we recording or not?
No, we still are. Why?
People are asking, do you, were you a Q guy? No, I was never a Q. Because, for me, I'm always, you know, what's it called? What's the other word?
Spectator.
Not spectator, the other word.
Viewer?
No, the thing you always question.
Thinker?
I don't take stuff as fact.
Your questionnaire.
I don't take, I gotta get the facts. I need the real deal.
No more lies, more bullshit. You're gonna lock if you're elected.
This guy's on the edge, baby!
Anyway, brother, I'm falling asleep here. I think we should wrap it up, no?
Oh, this is the guy who fucking killed that fucking mob boss!
So, you ready to wrap it?
Yeah. This is just a fun memory trip. I know this guy, HBO is trying to do like, look at these weirdos.
Pretty much.
But the thing is, if you want to, if you don't want the weirdos not to, to be taken seriously, just laugh at them. And that's the problem. You want mass shootings to stop, right?
Right.
You laugh at the shooters. Cause they're losers. Yeah. You don't vilify them or humanize them. You make fun of them. Just make fun of them that they're virgin losers. That they're gonna get, tossed out by, Bubba in federal prison. If you think these guys are wacky or funny, just laugh at them. And, you know. It's like, you know, they get some of the head like, they're not taking me seriously. You know, they view my theories and all that stuff as a joke.
Just like your main example for the fucking two of George Floyd holding a banana.
Exactly.
Which I started laughing too because, like I said, after, you know, like actually thinking about it, I will watch the body cam footage. Like I said, when I wake up in the morning before I go to work, I will watch the body cam footage before what happened.
Yeah.
And trust me, guarantee you'll probably be either laughing or be like, oh shit. All this started because of.
Yeah. Oh, dude. This is the Q rally. It's just a bunch of weirdos.
Anyways, brother. Anyways, brother. Alright, good night, brother.
Just read that. You keep have a smile on your face.
Especially when I go to work and I gotta deal with these dumb assholes.
But I just remember, Andrew. The society's falling apart over a drug addict and a...
And also, should I laugh at that? Should I laugh at my managers, too?
That's a part of the problem? Yeah, of course.
Like I'm saying, should I take your advice and just laugh at them when they're trying to be serious with me?
Go ahead.
Alright, be careful out there.
I'm always careful.
Be safe out there. Alright, good night, dude.